Around cattle country on the Southeast AgNet, while the beef checkoff has been around for almost 25 years now, there are still questions from producers from time to time about how the basics of the program actually works. Chairman of the Florida Beef Council, George Kemper, is aware of those questions and said one of those is exactly where does that dollar per head go?
But only half of that does, and the other half goes to national, to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So we're only sitting there with 50 cent on it, you know, per head sold, and it's getting awful tough for us to be able to promote beef with that 50 cent right now.
And that's the main reason why the Florida Beef Council started their voluntary beef checkoff, where they collect an extra dollar per head that is used strictly here in the state.
We'd like to see more activity in that for sure, more people participating in it, but it's hopefully catching on a little bit, and people just can realize that when this beef checkoff was set up back in 1985, the dollar was worth about twice as much as what it is today. So it's very difficult for us to go out and do a good job promoting with more people to promote too with fewer funds. And if there is a checkoff, that entire dollar stays within the state for us to use it to promote.
Now, it was a year ago that a study was released put together by Dr. Ron Ward with the University of Florida showing how the $1 per head beef checkoff translated to $5.55 in value, which Kemper said shows how important that checkoff is.
You know, cattle numbers are certainly getting fewer and fewer every year, and if we can get some people to participate in this voluntary checkoff, it's certainly going to, you know, enable us to go out and do more for all the producers.
To learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are working for you, contact the Florida Beef Council office in Kissimmee. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.